Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dak Prescott and the Cowboys have had no contract talks. That's the latest from our friend Jane Slater as we roll into hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander. We got Carter Freeman, and of course,
they're going to extend that thing, aren't they?
Our turn it on, leave it on, listeners. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, but Jane did make an appearance on NFL Network yesterday.
Nice to see her.
Jane's the best, and she's also our teammate here at 105.3 The Fan.
Yes,
and she said it's unlikely to cause an alarm. You know that the Cowboys and Dak haven't spoken yet. They could foresee a deal coming to fruition closer to August. He's headed, of course, we know, Dak into the final year of his deal. $59.4 million is the cap hit. And even though there's been no negotiations, Jane said, as of yet, it's unsurprising to see some back and forth through the media between the two. I mean, Dak was just quoted and was interviewed the other day at Troy Aikman's cancer charity event. And he said he believes the deal's going to get done. He's not worried about that. But that's the latest on where we stand with Dak and the Cowboys, according to Jane.
If he says that, why didn't he sign it?
I don't know.
If he's not worried, why didn't
he? He knows Todd France is going to get him a good deal.
He does know Todd.
I mean, Todd.
There's a lot. Todd's good.
There's
a lot of things about Todd France you probably don't like, but one of them, he works hard for his guys.
He sure does.
He has. He's played the Dak card very, very well for his client. He got him a deal, got him back to the table quick. Probably is going to get him back to the table again quickly again. So, yeah. It's Todd France has done a pretty nice job.
We do have one big name free agent that will be off the board here as Jalen Johnson. And, you know, he was a guy that
they were trying to trade him, weren't they?
They were looking to maybe trade him. We tried to trade for him during last year's trade deadline.
We did.
I said,
sure,
man,
did.
Go get yourself Jalen Johnson. He's a beast from the Bears.
We did.
But Jordan Schultz reporting it's a done deal. 4 years, $76 million, $54.4 million guaranteed.
Pretty close to Diggs then, right?
Yes. So he Diggs is getting, you know, like half a million more, so $19 million a year.
Good for him.
Diggs is like 19.4 or something like that. But yeah, one of the best young corners in the league. He's going to stay there in Chicago with the Bears, but that certainly won't be a player that's a Dallas Cowboy. Saw Bucky Brooks, and a lot of Cowboys fans have been linking some of these running backs to the Cowboys. Bucky put out free agent running back fits. He's got Barkley to the Cowboys.
Yay.
Derrick Henry to the Commanders.
Ooh.
Josh Jacobs to the Chargers.
No.
Derrick Henry did just buy a house here
in
Dallas. Yeah, he lives here in the offseason. Like every offseason, you see him training at SMU.
Everybody lives here,
He's had a home here the whole time. He just bought a new one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all athletes and entertainers love to buy houses in this area.
Yeah. It's a good place.
No stadium can tax, right?
Yep.
How about the centrally located, you could travel anywhere in the world from here.
Mm-hmm.
DFW, if you want to go to Dubai. DFW
is a good place to be.
Saudi Arabia, you can do all that.
We are very lucky to live here.
You can go direct.
But I'm not putting any correlation between Derrick Henry buying a house in Dallas and him possibly signing with the Cowboys. I'm also not buying the Barkley stuff, and here's why. I think we need to really temper our expectations until proven otherwise when it comes to what the Cowboys are going to do in free agency next week. I don't expect this to change whatsoever with them actually getting involved and signing any of these big-name guys because right now they don't have any cap space.
Would you apologize if they did?
I would love it if they did. And apologize for what?
Would you apologize if they go in free agency like the opening 2 days and they're involved in something? Would you apologize?
For doubting that they would?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
That's what I need to do.
But you're...
But I don't think I'm going to have to do that.
You don't think you're going to have to.
You know, yeah. and I think that the, you know, the stance to be a little bit like, I'll believe it when I see it, is how we should approach this.
Yeah.
I mean, it was proven to be right with the all in. Jerry knows what he's doing. He goes ahead and puts that, dangles that nugget. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, we got hope again. This is the year.
Hope
they're going all in. Well, in reality, no, that's not so true. He kind of backtracked that last week at the combine. So those that were a little pessimistic and said, I'll believe it when I see it, you were proven right. I think you're going to be proven right again next week when free agency starts and they don't do a damn thing.
This bothers you, right?
It's so annoying. It's very frustrating. Because you see other teams.
Okay, if they can make one major move.
Yeah.
They can make one major move. That's all they can make.
I want a linebacker.
Okay, do you have a linebacker in mind?
I do like Azeez Al-Shaair. I think he'd be a really good fit here.
I think you're right about that.
I think, and I don't think he's a dude that would break the bank.
Yeah.
Like, I think some of these other linebackers might end up getting more than him, but I think he's perfect. He's a good guy, a guy that's good. He can blitz, play the run,
yeah.
play the pass. I think he'd be perfect for what Mike Zimmer wants to do.
Kind of keep you from maybe having to, you still want to draft a linebacker, right? We like these linebackers.
You need more than one. And right now, I mean, Overshown's coming off an injury, but I think you got question marks on Damone Clark.
Can you take Peyton Wilson from North Carolina State when you know you have Overshown coming off an injury?
I think his tape is good enough to where I would. I think he's worth the gamble because he's had 2 years clean.
2 years clean.
Of good health.
But, man, there might be some things that we don't know about.
There might be.
Does he have an ACL?
Yeah.
Does he, you know, is there stuff missing in that knee?
And you know what? Last year that was an issue for Tajay Spears. That came out
and
was drafted by the Tennessee Titans, whom I loved, coming out of Tulane.
Right.
He was kind of my pet cat at running back last year, and he's now going to take over and be the starter for Derrick Henry in Tennessee, assuming Derrick Henry's gone.
Right.
So, you know, maybe it shortens the lifespan of your career.
Man, they seem like they played with a bunch of shortened linebacker career guys.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, if I get 5 good years from a player, I think I'll take that.
Look at you, man. Look at you.
I think I'll take that. Especially a guy I'm not taking in the first round. He's not going in round one.
Is that cold?
No. That's business, baby. I'm freaking drafting and developing here, Brian.
Drafting and developing.
I'm trying to go win a championship.
You're drafting and using and going on is what you're doing. That's not development.
Hey, maybe he proves everybody wrong like Ronald Leary did and all of
Ron Leary, yeah.
Or your guy Jeremiah Trotter. And next thing you know, he does have a 10-year career. Yeah. I'm hopeful of that.
Yeah.
But worst case scenario, if I've got a player that's on a shortened career, I'll take a dude who I know is going to come in and be an absolute beast, and Luke Kuechly's doing interviews saying, oh, yeah, that dude's an absolute monster.
Anybody
who watches his tape at NC State realizes that's the best linebacker in the draft.
It's unbelievable.
There's nothing he can't do. He's all over the field.
Yeah
I want that guy on my team.
Yeah, I agree. I love the player. I just worry that, and you're right, he's been clean for 2 years.
Maybe that's a positive sign.
Maybe that's a positive sign.
We can be optimistic with that.
But, yeah, there might be something come out more about him. I'm a little nervous about that.
Well, there are some potential Cowboy draft targets whose stock has risen based on their combine work. Obviously, we've talked to Xavier Worthy. That's a dude who might be a first-rounder now. Cowboys could avoid getting him in the second round. I think his teammate, A.D. Mitchell, is a little bit better. But
I think A.D. Mitchell's better, too.
Crushed it. Georgia offensive tackle.
Ladd McConkey?
Ladd McConkey's stock rose, too.
Do you like him better than Worthy?
Than Worthy? I do like Ladd McConkey better than Worthy. Yeah, I do.
Coleman? Better than Worthy?
Yeah, Coleman's better than Worthy.
Mitchell, you said yes?
Yes.
How about Corley?
No.
That's Western Kentucky.
I've got Worthy a little bit ahead of Corley.
Okay.
But we got a lot of good receivers in this class, man.
Oh, absolutely.
We are stacked.
We talked about him on the draft show.
Yeah, go right? Check out the draft show.
Check out the draft show.
In-depth analysis on that. Yeah. But offensive tackle Amarius Mims from Georgia had an amazing workout.
He has, but he still played 8 games.
You know what? I think I'm willing to go on a ledge here. If he's there at 24, that's your Cowboys pick.
You should go for it, though.
I think that, and I don't know that he's going to be because of how well he tested.
He tested
6'8", 340.
I just wonder if some people are going to look at him and say he's only played 8 games. That's what I'm going to worry. That's my crusty project that I need to ask a bunch of scouts. Are they worried about him only playing the 8 games?
Yeah. But
he's played well, played at a high level.
And that college football playoff game against Ohio State, it looked good. Yeah. But he just seems like the type of dude, I think, long arms, rare athletic traits. And the Cowboys would look at him and say, all right, that's our dude. That's our replacement there for Tyron.
How many offensive tackles have you taken over Powers Johnson, the center from Oregon?
Now, if it's between Guyton or Powers Johnson, I'm taking Powers Johnson.
Okay.
I would take Mims. I think Mims is worth the risk. I think he's going to be really good. But otherwise, I think maybe four.
Why am I nervous about them taking an offensive lineman that hasn't played a lot?
Basically,
they plug and play guys all the time, and it works.
If the Cowboys take a lineman, I think he's just going to be awesome in the first.
Yeah, I mean
Tyler Smith. I don't think anybody was happy about that.
No.
Look at him now; he's an All Pro, and he was outstanding at left tackle when he played there as a rookie too. So the Cowboys know how to evaluate offensive linemen. This was interesting. Dan Quinn was just on Pardon My Take. Dan Quinn said, in regards to, have you been in touch with your players on Dallas? And like, hey, I look forward to kicking your butt twice a year. Dan Quinn said, when I left, I texted them before I took the job. Just to say, man, like a big piece of why I got this job is because of you guys. And so I wanted to make sure I shared that gratitude with them.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have been in this spot to have chances had it not been for them.
I think Ben Johnson acting all crazy in Detroit got him
that helped
up.
To get him it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he chose to go back to Dallas because of those guys as well as the previous season. And he wanted to go fight for that and see where we could take it. It didn't work out at the end, but I did want to show my gratitude to them. There's some good dudes.
He did a nice job.
I'll be connected with for life. I love that part of the game, those relationships, wherever it was. These are still people on every team that I keep up with to this day. He did do a good job.
Absolutely did.
And I did kind of like him taking the high road and saying, no, he hasn't said that he wants to kick the Cowboys' ass twice a year because he knows he's not going to kick the Cowboys' ass twice a year.
He's got to fix that quarterback situation for sure.
What's
funny? They went from being a team that needed a quarterback to a team that needed a quarterback and needed a lot of help on defense.
They needed a lot of help on defense.
They just completely fell apart when they traded those two guys defensively.
Yeah, Sweat and Young.
Yeah.
They've still got the two inside tackles.
But it's just not the same.
It's not the same.
No.
They need some speed and they need some pass rushers. No question about it. Yeah. But, yeah, I've definitely tempered my expectation when it comes to free agency. I've got an all-in approach now when it comes to the draft because I think that's where the Cowboys are. Here's kind of the mock draft roundup, and I love the morning news. They do a great job with this. The Athletic's Dane Brugler. He's got the Cowboys
taking. We'll have him on at 6:20 today.
We will. He'll be on with us at 6:20. He's got the Cowboys taking Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma. From TCU.
He called me and asked me about that.
Okay.
Brugler did.
So what are you thinking about Tyler Guyton for Cowboy fans?
He asked me, would you put an offensive tackle there?
And I think the answer is yes, right?
Yeah, and I said yes. So I didn't know which tackle he was going to put.
So that's that's who he put there.
Yeah,
he put Guyton. Yeah. I do believe he had a trade down though.
He had opportunity? Did he traded down to get Guyton?
He did.
Oh wow!
He did.
How far did he go?
So he traded with Buffalo. So in this situation, Bills send the Cowboys the 28th pick. They move back from 24 to 28. Cowboys also though get the 99th pick, which I believe is a third rounder.
Third rounder.
So they get the Bills' third rounder. Bills move up to go get A.D. Mitchell. Then the Cowboys at 28 take Tyler Guyton, and Brugler writes 14 years ago, of course, they draft Tyron. Then you have, in a similar mode, Guyton, who isn't quite as freaky, but the college right tackle has dynamic ability and his best football is ahead of him, possibly at left tackle. So if you move down and you get Guyton and you're able to acquire pick 99, I'm in on that, but Jordan Morgan was still on the board, the offensive tackle, or guard. Some have him at guard from Arizona because he's got short arms. That's why I don't think the Cowboys are going to take him. Cowboys believe in that arm length with the offensive lineman. Morgan's got the short arms. I love him like you do. I don't think the Cowboys are going to like him.
Oh, man, he is a really good athlete.
He's really good.
I mean, you watch him play, and he looks so natural playing left tackle.
And he looks way more natural than Guyton does.
Way more natural than Guyton does. And I, like I said, you're looking for a left tackle. This guy, the way that he moves, the way the lateral slide I talk about, the width that he kicks with, his hands are a little low at times, but man, he could get those things back up.
He adjusts really well.
In a hurry.
Yeah.
And he's athletic when you pull him and move him. And I you know what? The 99th, that would give you, that's interesting. Like you said, that gives you, 28, 56, 87, and 99? Four picks.
99 could end up being your running back.
that's four picks inside the, because you don't have a four.
Yeah, you need it.
So that's a, you know, that pick at Buffalo, that's a late three, early four is what that is.
It could end up being your tackle, your linebacker, your center.
But see, the great thing about that pick, though, by the way, it's a really good pick because it's at the end of the second day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now you're thinking about, because you're always worried on day three when they start the fourth round, and all of a sudden there's two or three guys up on that board, and you're like, damn, we got a third round grade on that guy, or we got a second round grade still on that guy, and he's on that board. And maybe you could nab that guy before you get to that day, because right now you're sitting this thing out day three to start the day. And that could be a little – and what I've learned is those first, say, 10 picks, man
– you see so much movement too, a lot of trades.
It's crazy how people will give up those picks, but they'll get premium picks for getting out of there. There used to be a time, though, by the way, where that pick – with those picks, you couldn't get in. Unless you gave like, no, we'll give you next year's two. We'll give you next year's three. Yeah, I mean, I've seen some crazy things to try and get back into that round.
Okay.
But there was a time where the first 10 picks, you know, and right now it's Carolina, Washington, New England, Arizona, man, those picks are just coming off the board because everybody's sleeping on their board after second night, you know. So if Dallas could get pick 99 somehow, some way, boy, that would be a...
That'd be fun.
That would make up for not having a fourth-round pick.
It would.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, we'll catch up. 6 o'clock's going to be a fun football power hour. We got David Hellman, Fox Sports, at 6 o'clock. Dane Brugler at 6:20, of course, NFL draft analyst from The Athletic. Rangers up right now against the Diamondbacks, 5-2 in the top of the eighth on the home of your World Series champion, Texas Rangers. Let's do our top 10 coming up next. It's National Cereal Day. What is your favorite cereal, and what's the top 10 best cereals of all time? That's next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, about to hit the Woolly Bully top 10 for today. Oh, National Cereal Day. This is one of my favorite days of the year. It's fantastic. We will go around the bases, talk a little bit about the Rangers and what's happening in Major League Baseball coming up on the other side. Segment brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. And the G-Bag Nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Without further ado, let's do it. It's Woolly Bully time.
Bully, bully.
That's right. All right, what is your favorite
Sam Cham of the Pharaohs.
877-881-1053. Just got an amazing voice memo from our guy, Pastry Chef Eric. And he said,
is he robbing my house now?
No, not yet.
It's the tone of his voice. It's just the tone of his voice.
He's just the best.
Yes, I'm so
Yeah, and he's like, okay, so Willie, you'll appreciate this. He grew up in the hood there in Baltimore. And his grandma used to clean houses. And there was a lot of Jewish families that she would clean houses for. And so there was Golden Grahams because it was, it's kosher. Golden Grahams are kosher cereal. So a lot of the Jewish families would have Golden Grahams
during
Passover every year.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Passover every year, they would throw out the open boxes of Golden Grahams because they're like, well, the kids can't have it right now. You can't have it for a week. So his grandma would come back with a bunch of boxes of Golden Grahams, and he would just crush the Golden Grahams with chocolate milk as a kid. And I thought that was an awesome story. So thank you for sharing that, Pastry Chef Eric. What was your
How about some chocolate for us, Eric, instead of calling in? Why don't you bring up some chocolate?
We would love some chocolate. You know we love chocolate.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good chocolate?
Eric's a good dude.
I do want to play this sound. I teased this yesterday. Stars are off tonight, but they're getting back at it here very, very soon. And they've got two of the best young players. I think they're in Anaheim tomorrow night.
They are. They're on their West Coast.
So Logan Stankoven's taken over the league. Him and Wyatt Langford, what they did the other night in the comeback victory over San Jose, was absolutely historic. But the Spittin' Chicklets podcast, the second best hockey podcast out there.
Second best.
To Spits and Suns.
Let's make sure it's the second best.
Second best. But I encourage you to listen to it. These guys are awesome. But they are gushing over our guy, Logan Stankoven.
Man, this team has every single thing you need. They have forwards. They have defense. They have a great goalie. And now all of a sudden, they got Stankoven. Have you seen this kid? Did you see this kid's first four games, Biz?
Yeah.
Holy sh! All right, let me tell you something. 5'8", so he's small. And that's probably why he didn't go in the first round. Like I tweeted out, kids, it doesn't matter where you get drafted. Do you think for 1 second, after maybe being disappointed that he wasn't a first-round pick, do you think this kid didn't look at that as a fire and look at that as a slap in the face and just say, wait till people see what I can do in pro hockey? Because it's taken him about 3 minutes this year to figure out the NHL and how to score and how to create plays. He went into the AHL and dominated all over the place. I read a stat that with primary points for a player under 21, he's the most per 60 minutes in the history of the AHL. Like, dominating games.
Right.
And then the best part was somebody sent me a clip of against Winnipeg. I think it was Winnipeg the other night. Gets back on the back check like quick as hell, lifts the stick of a player, turns it over, comes back over the blue line, makes a sick little play, ends up going in the net, banging home the rebound. Like, this is a dog. And you're adding this kid. Now, people were wondering, like, they sent him back down. That's all on paper. That's all just moves to just figure out the cap as they figure out, like, towards the deadline how they're going to make everything move. Come game one of the playoffs, this kid's in the lineup.
Yeah.
You got Robertson, you got Hintz, you got Pavelski, Sagan's having a good year. Ben's the captain and the leader.
They have two first lines based on their scoring.
Dude, they're unbelievable.
Yes, they are. The Dallas Stars.
I'm ready for a parade.
Let's go.
Except the Colorado.
I bet you are, buddy.
Colorado. Anytime I could do something.
Yeah, just dodge Colorado and maybe Vegas too. But Colorado definitely has the
Colorado,
Stars number.
They do not play well against Colorado.
No, they don't. But, man, this just got me so fired up. And, of course, that's Ryan Whitney, who was talking there, along with Biz, Paul Bissonnette, who does a lot of stuff with TNT hockey as well.
He does.
But those are two guys, I mean, former NHL players. They know the game backwards and forwards. But, Ryan Whitney is gushing over our Dallas Stars and how awesome Logan Stankoven is. And he's right. I mean, the youth that they have, we saw what happened last year with Wyatt Johnston coming up. Robo, not quite the same player in the playoffs that he was in the regular season. Is he able to carry that over this year after getting a little bit of... I think Miro did that too. Like, Miro got that bubble cup run. Miro was still good. Yeah. But guys were running at Miro. They were really, really physical
with
him.
They were physical. And if, you know, when we have the opportunity to... talk to Gavin Spittle. I mean, he watches this. He breaks this stuff down, and he's always says, hey, just check out the Stars against teams that play them physically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, whatever. And then
that was easier with Vegas in the conference finals last year.
But he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, whatever. And then, but then you watch, and yeah, there's.
Now all of a sudden your forecheck's not as good.
Yeah.
You're not able to set it up and enter the blue line cleanly.
Yeah. You know, so there's a lot of things. But man, I tell you what, Dave, it's so nice to see a team that has just, you know, they're right. The guys on the podcast are right. They've got 20 gold scorers all over this roster.
Well, and you had Tanev as a defenseman, which you desperately needed.
And you needed that bad. You needed that bad. And, you know, and hopefully, you know, they'll get him into the rotation and get him into the mix, and guys will feel comfortable playing with him. But it's easy to say, oh, it's a fun hockey team to watch.
They are, though.
They are fun to watch.
And they're fast.
And the other night, they showed something that the Dallas Mavericks didn't show. And that's
or the front runners.
Fight. Some
down
fight.
6-3, we're not just going to fold over and lose?
Yeah, we're not. Somebody, I don't know who it was, somebody in that room stood up and said, this team we're playing across the way, they've won 16 damn games. And we're playing like ass right now.
Yeah.
Let's pick it up and let's go. And they, you know, there was a 7-minute stretch there where they were really good. And they did. They picked it up and they got the points they needed. And, you know, that's the mark of a team that
champion.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to put the cart before the horse.
Oh,
there,
I'm putting it there. But that's a team. I need to stop.
No, we're gonna look back. However far the Stars go, we're gonna look back on a game like that and say they were down 6-3 and they found a way to win it. You know, those are the kinds. I just wish the Mavs would show some fight like that.
They better show some damn fight tonight against the Heat.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into our top 10 best cereals of all time on National Cereal Day. A lot of text rolling in. Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Honey Crisps from the 214. 940, favorite ever, is probably Cap'n Crunch.
Damn right it is.
But you got to try now is Puffs and Marshmallows all mixed together.
Well, okay. Is that like Lucky Charms kind of thing?
Which Puffs? Are we talking like?
I could do without Lucky Charms, man. By the way.
Lucky Charms is so amazing, but you don't get enough of the little marshmallows.
I think they've now made
them smaller.
Smaller.
Is that what they did?
Smaller.
I thought they have a box now that has more marshmallows added, but yeah. it's still probably a bad ratio. You're probably right. Crunchberry, Life, Raisin Bran.
Crunchberry is amazing.
Who threw Life in there?
903.
That's somebody that's my age.
Yeah, Life.
Yeah, that's what.
Thanks for listening,
that's
guy.
What your mom gives you in a little plastic bag.
Yeah.
Here you go. Put some there.
We've talked about that, Lucius. The off brands that you get in the giant bags.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. King Vitamin, baby.
King Vitamin.
I grew up on
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up on those two. French Toast, Crunch.
Here's your King Vitamin, man.
Cocoa Puffs being texted in. All right, L.A., your favorite cereals?
Apple Jacks.
I know you love the Apple Jacks.
Apple
Jacks. We've talked about that before.
Is
that your number one?
That's my number one, okay. Apple Jacks. Also like Honeycombs.
Dude, Honeycombs is underrated.
I like Honeycombs with vanilla almond milk.
Ooh, okay.
And it's like a little dessert, you know.
So do you go certain milks for depending on the cereal?
Yeah, I don't do a lot of dairy milk.
Okay.
Yeah. So I do like the nut juice.
Because it was interesting when Eric sent that, he said he uses chocolate milk.
That sounds good.
To go with the golden
grams. That sounds damn good.
I've actually never used the chocolate milk. No, I've loved it when you have like Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
And then that turns into or
you
Reese's
drink the milk
Puffs.
Afterwards? Oh, yeah. My God.
That's delicious.
I'll tell you what, man. That drinking the milk afterwards, you can have that game.
What? You don't like it?
No way.
So you throw all that milk away?
I don't put a lot of milk in to begin with.
No, you're using yogurt.
I use yogurt on my cereal. Is what I do. But I use
which honestly might not be a bad idea. I need to try.
Like Raisin Bran. We go to those hotel stops. I hit Raisin Bran with the yogurt in the cereal. That's my milk.
Is it like the consistency of a yogurt?
It is. It's like it's kind of like the yogurt, but it's got the cereal built into the yogurt.
Wow. So are you pouring the cereal into the yogurt cup?
No.
Are you separating?
I use the bowl, and then I scrape out the yogurt out of the two little containers and dump it in, and then stir it.
Okay, so you got a whole method to this madness.
Yeah,
I like
I do.
That.
Oh, by the way, I almost took pictures when I was in California of using the waffle iron for you.
You should have. Oh, and surprise?
I'm going to teach you how
to use it. Did they have a good one?
No. I was talking when I was in California on vacation.
Oh, on vacation.
I'm going to teach you how to use the waffle deal. Yeah, you need to learn how to do that.
That thing freaks me out. It really does. We'll find one, and I would love to learn. I really would.
It's the rotation of it, right?
Yeah, and then just the pressure of like other people waiting for you.
They breathing hard behind.
Yeah, and I don't want to be the guy that breaks the damn, you know, waffle.
Somebody's tapping their fingers.
Yeah. I screw this thing up for everyone.
The mom's got two plates of bacon and sausage waiting on the waffle.
Oh, here's Schmucko here. that doesn't know how to use the waffle iron. There's always one of these guys. Man. I will be that guy. I know it. I just
spray.
The anxiety of it,
spray,
man.
Spray, drop. Let's go.
It gets me. It really does.
Yeah.
Honorable mention cereals. We've got Cocoa Puffs.
That's trash.
Trix.
Ah, they're for kids.
They're for kids. Honey Bunches of Oats, which is actually pretty good. My parents love Honey Bunches of Oats. Cookie Crisp. And Count Chocula.
Man, they did that rabbit so wrong on that Trix, bro.
They did.
All he wanted was a bowl of cereal.
All he wanted.
And he got so close to it every time, and they just snatch it from him. You silly rabbit. Mm-mm. That's so damn rude.
Trix are for kids.
And he put his Netflix documentary out about that. I don't know. He's doing bad right now. I know he's doing bad, bro.
He's sitting on some curb.
Kid's been poking me for my whole life.
Just waiting outside. Yeah.
Number 10 is Honey Nut Cheerios, which are good. Honey Nut Cheerios are another good mixed cereal. You want to go half and half. Honey Nut Cheerios is a good half. Why are you so against the mixing?
No, I'm against the Cheerios kind of bother me.
Sandy? Grainy?
Kind of too grainy, yeah.
I get that. Number 9, Frostin' Mini Wheats.
Yeah, how about that one, brothers?
That's like eating glass, seriously. Yeah, I mean, like shards of glass going down.
You got to be careful.
You got to be careful.
You do.
You can cut yourself eating those.
You can. Number 8 is Reese's Puffs. Shout out to Medford. I think that's Medford's favorite.
Reese's Puffs. Never had.
Reese's Puffs are good. Number 7,
Reese's
Apple Jacks.
Reese's has a cereal?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
was
you,
the candy?
No. Wait, you have not had Reese's Puffs?
No.
With a big orange box?
Yeah, I'm going to have to bring you guys some Reese's Puffs.
Okay.
I would rather a half gallon of ice cream. Yeah. So.
Okay, if it's not going to be appreciated.
Yeah, don't waste your money, bro.
Maybe some Rocky Road.
Send us a photo.
All right, fine. I'll just send you a picture next time.
Yeah. If you're going to bring ice cream bars instead of...
You probably love Reese's Puffs. And if you like the milk afterwards, Lucius, that's a good milk.
It's got peanut butter?
It's peanut butter and chocolate flavored balls.
Okay. Whoa.
Cereal balls. Number 7 is Apple Jacks. There you go, LA. 6 is Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles are good. They get kind of soggy after a while. You got to get right with them.
Got to go.
Number 5 is Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah.
I'm with you on the berries, though. That's the best one.
Yeah.
Yep.
4, Fruit Loops.
I like Fruit Loops.
I can dig them.
Is that with Toucan Sam?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Follow my nose.
3 is Lucky Charms.
That's garbage.
I like Lucky Charms, but we do need more marshmallows.
You've got problems.
We know I do. Number 2 is...
Do me a favor. Don't make your kid eat those.
Lucky Charms?
Yes.
Okay, I guarantee...
Be a good dad.
See, here's the problem. Her mom loves Lucky Charms because it's a gluten-free cereal.
Okay.
So it's...
Hey, you gotta do what mom wants to do.
She's going to get all for the Lucky Charms. Okay. I'm going to try and slide her the good stuff like the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Number 2 is Frosted Flakes.
It's
an OG.
Yeah,
man,
it's always good.
But number 1 is
Say Rice Krispies.
No, it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay.
You think I'm doing a list that has Rice Krispies number 1?
There's
no sugar
on a Rice Krispie, is there?
No, and that's the issue.
That's a big
That's why issue. If I'm and I like the Snap Crackle Pop. And by the way, like as we've been talking about this,
it does get softer than soft.
Does cereal have the best advertising?
Mm.
They do.
Yeah, they got the song still and everything.
Like, you remember
this
stuff.
They got a mascot for you.
All the trends. Like, you remember all of it.
Got a mascot.
They got a mascot.
They do.
Toucan Sam.
They do.
Who else has a mascot? Everybody has a mascot. Yeah. Clay Cooley is a damn mascot.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
It's Clay Cooley. So there's your top 10 for today. Thank you, guys, on National Cereal Day. Go get yourself a bowl of cereal. By the way, the...
Tyson's punching the big heavy sparring dude. Tyson, I saw that a little bit.
It's going to be a hell of a bout. AT&T Stadium, July 20th. Get your tickets
now. His
hands
are quick.
Yeah.
All right, let's do around the bases. We got a Rangers update from spring training. Boach talking repeat, and let's talk about that C word, shall we? That's next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Thank you, Lucius. Time to go around the bases. We will have football's finest coming up on the other side, and then we'll have the expressway for you. 35 minutes of uninterrupted LA Live. We got an extended edition today, starting off at the top of the expressway, about 525-ish. That'll lead you into the top of the hour, and then a fun power hour at 6 with David Hellman and Dane Brugler. Do want to remind everybody, join the G-Bag Nation tomorrow live at the Dallas Boat Show, 2 to 7 p.m. You can visit DallasBoatExpo.com for tickets. That's DallasBoatExpo.com for tickets. Your dream boat is waiting. They've got outstanding stuff out there that's going to be at Dallas Market Hall, just down the road from our studios, but we'll be out there live from 2 to 7 tomorrow. Rangers up 7-5, going to the bottom of the ninth inning against the Diamondbacks right now. Kirby Yates had a good inning, one inning of scoreless baseball, did give up one hit with a K. Grant Anderson with a shutdown inning as well in relief. So it is a final now, as the Rangers have gotten the victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-5. Zach Gallen taking the loss for the Diamondbacks.
Sure he did.
Rangers were able to get up on him early. Two runs scored early in that one. So shout out to the Rangers.
Did you hear what the Rangers did in that game? You know, they had that championship flag out there in the outfield.
Uh-huh.
They went ahead and raised that thing up again while they...
Just to let the Diamondbacks know. Hey, D-backs.
They were getting ready to sing the national anthem. They're all lined up.
How'd you like that five-game series?
And they just went ahead and singing our national anthem. They announced, and then they raised the championship
and
flag.
Sporzy took the mound and spiked the glove again.
Slammed the glove.
Jonah Heim throws all of his stuff in the air, then chases back to get that ball because he knows he's going to need it later. Oh, yeah, baby, you're World Series champion Texas Rangers. By the way, they unleashed the new gold trim World Series championship uniforms today. The photos look awesome.
Were they?
Yeah, every year, and I get it. Since 2016, like, every World Series championship gets these special jerseys. But the Rangers, the first time they've had them, so I think it's awesome. Wyatt Langford got a sac fly to start the scoring. Jared Walsh with an RBI single. Adolis Garcia, an RBI double, as he's now red hot to start the spring. So the Rangers getting that 7-5 victory. Bruce Bochy was on MLB Network Sirius XM Radio talking about repeating. Bruce, we going to channel our inner Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, more than anything, it's just about staying hungry, and this team is. We're talking to them this winter and this spring. You know, we know how difficult it is. First of all, it's hard to win one, but to have a chance to do this and go back-to-back, you're blessed. You got to be thankful for that, but it can be done, and we saw it this year in football, so... You know, that's how we got to think. Hey, we did it. We can do it again. But it's all about putting the work in like you normally do. And, you know, you got to enjoy the celebrations and all the hoopla. And, you know, they should because they've earned that. But at the same time, you just got to remind yourself, hey, we got to get ready. It's a new year. It's a new season. It's a new race. It's time to go to work.
It's time to go to work. But, hey, we just saw it happen in football, right? The
year said
repeats.
He said it.
You sure did?
Yeah. What do you think? Chances? Okay.
Realistic?
Yeah.
15%?
Yeah.
Like, it's not likely. I mean, we haven't had one in 24 years.
There's no question.
So, I mean, that's probably even high, realistically.
Yeah.
But I mean, the American League's tough. Like, the Orioles got better. The Mariners and the Astros within your division. The Yankees got better. But I do have belief. I think they've got the nucleus of players. I think the offense is going to be better.
Sure.
I think that the offense will be able to mitigate whatever maybe faults that people want to say the starting rotation will have until you get healthy come June, July. Mm-hmm. But I think that they've got a legitimate chance. I think they've got one of the best chances out of any of these teams in the last two decades since it's happened and the Yankees did it. I really do. I believe that. Because I think the bullpen will be better. I mean, what they were able to do last year, winning it, kind of defied all odds.
There's no question. The way they pieced that thing together, it was amazing. I'm excited for the season, but I'm kind of nervous about what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I want to be like...
I get it.
I want to be that guy that's like crotch first and all that. But if it doesn't go well... why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why? What's the thing that's not going to go well?
And it would probably be maybe injuries to your pitchers.
Yeah.
Because the second, you know, let's say John Gray's on a 14-day IL stint or Evo, now you're starting like, okay, well, we got to make sure some of these young guys can come up and give us some innings. And, and that's where you don't have the confidence right now.
Yeah. I have complete confidence in the offense and what we're going to see defensively. Love the catcher. But I do worry about getting to that point where you get to some of those guys back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been holding on to this audio. Enrique Hernandez, who returned to the Dodgers on a one-year, $4 million contract, he's going to replace Manuel Margot, who was traded to the Minnesota Twins. But he was on foul territory a couple days ago, and we're having this issue now where Monty's still out there, Blake Snell's out there. Enrique Hernandez on with foul territory talking the C word as in collusion?
Yeah, I'm not going to say the C word, but I think the C word needs to be with a capital C, you know? The timing of the calls were very similar. The numbers were pretty much the same throughout. I think the Dodgers were the highest ones because, I mean, one way that they talked to me through the free agency process was we have these these programs that can project what this guy is going to do next year. But the problem with these programs is that they don't take injuries or things like this into consideration. Calls were kind of around the same time. Silence period was kind of around the same time all the time. Numbers were pretty much the same. I think the teams that use these computer programs to project salaries and project numbers, they're all using the same one. And I think they all have the same password. So that's kind of how free agency's been going. And
I don't know. I mean, have you lived in the NFL, obviously.
But I didn't deal with contracts. I didn't deal with contracts. What I did deal with was the ability to talk to other personnel guys.
Okay.
That's where we would work together was just on workouts and stuff.
Okay.
We weren't working on. Now, if you knew a guy and maybe you're driving home and you're getting ready to sign a guy, you're like, hey, listen, man, we're thinking about signing this guy. And if you really were close to somebody in the league, he could say, listen, I'm not going to tell you how to do your business, but this guy can do this. Like everybody had their gang of seven, the guys that they could trust or gals that they could trust that they could call. But I never, ever, ever, ever was in a situation where I heard another cap guy calling another cap guy and talking about numbers that way. I never heard that.
It's a weird deal.
But then again, I've been out of the league since 2015. I'm like Greg Maddux right now. Been out since 2005. So maybe some things have changed. But they do share a lot of these companies that do build these programs. They do have a lot of clients, you know.
They do.
You wonder.
Kike Hernandez alluding to collusion there. And look, the way that this offseason's gone with free agency, it is weird. They do all seem to kind of be in lockstep, but to your point, I don't know. Like, it's tough to, one, you can't prove it, but I don't know. I get information being shared.
Yeah, there are a lot of times, like I say, I would call personnel guys and they would call me just to ask questions. And we would, and maybe we would do things too in order to cover pro days. Hey, listen, we're going to be at this pro day and, you know, we'll share the numbers with you. You know, what pro day you at? Oh, we'll share numbers with you there. But that was just workout numbers. That wasn't contract numbers or anything like that.
All right. Well, there's around the base. A shout out to the Rangers. Another spring training victory. Back to back. I'm totally cool with using that term back to back instead of repeat if you want. But maybe there is some collusion, the C word being thrown around there in Major League Baseball. Let's do some football's finest before we get into the expressway. What is the most lopsided trade in NFL history? And Brian Broaddus might be interested in this free agent receiver. That's next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.